And welcome back. We're right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is well. Let's go ahead and we're going to take a break from Open Line. And we're going to talk to Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir? Doing pretty good. Good to hear from you today. And hopefully, we'll get to talking about all the animals out there here in just a moment. But obviously, one of the things you guys always need is some donations, correct?
The time. Dog food is a piggy. It's dry kitty litter. We take milk bones. We give our dogs treats two times a day. And our shelter, we run at capacity. So we've got anywhere from 40 to 50 animals usually, and so that's a lot of food and a lot of kitty litter.
Absolutely. So obviously, if somebody does want to donate some stuff, how can they do that, and when can they bring it out there?
They are welcome to drop it by the shelter at 4955 County Road 1400, just across from the wastewater treatment plant, and we are open 2 to 4. Tuesday through Sunday. We are closed on Monday.
All right. So if you're wanting to donate some stuff out there to the shelter, again, that's where they're located at. And they're open from 2 to 4 every day except on Monday. Otherwise, you can take that stuff out there and they will gladly appreciate it. All right. All right, Brad. So let's go ahead and talk about the crew out there today. We started with cats last week. Let's start with the doggos this week.
Sure. Thanks. We've got a handful that are available for adoption. Really sweet dog. We have, I think at one point we talked about Tootie, but he was supposed to go to rescue. Things didn't work out with the rescue, so he's still available. He is heartworm negative. He is vaccinated for rabies. He's up to date on vaccinations, and he is already neutered. He is like a foxhound and some kind of, or a fox terrier and some kind of hound dog mix. Super sweet guy. He's around 2 years old, and he needs somewhere where he can run off his energy because the poor guy can barely hold still most of the time.
He's a very energetic dog.
Yes. He would love a yard to be able to chase the ball around and have some other dogs to play with. He is dog-friendly. We also have Charlotte. Charlotte is, I call her teddy bear ears. Her ears stick straight up, and they're kind of rounded at the top. So, you know, not your typical what you see with dogs with erect ears. Anyways, I believe she is like a border collie, possibly a lab mix. She's black with just a little touch of white at the tip of her tail and on her chest. Very sweet, one-and-a-half-year-old dog. Then we have Heaven. Heaven's story is kind of unfortunate. She came into the shelter as a stray, and her owners, or previous owners, called us 2 days after she had come in and said that they wanted to pick her up. And here we are a week and a half later, and she is still with us. So, unfortunately, we do have to put her up for adoption. We need to move animals as quickly as we can. She is a one-year-old, very sweet brindle mixed breed. She keeps a very clean kennel, so there, you know, that's a good indicator that she may be housebroke. Again, very sweet dog and would really appreciate a good home. We have Izzy still. Izzy is very, very protective over herself. She's not aggressive in any way. She just is not very trusting, and that is due to someone not being very nice to her at some point, we believe. She is a lab mix. She is black, and she is about 3 to 4 years old. That's a rough guess. Again, she keeps a clean kennel, so indicator that she is housebroke. We have Vancey. Vancey's turning into one of my special dogs. She's really tugging on the heartstring. She got along with Tucker, so I believe she's dog-friendly with slow introduction. She's like a terrier mix. She's roughly 40 pounds. She's tan with black and white markings. She knows sit. She knows stay. She knows shake. And she knows lay. When she gets excited and you're kind of playing with her, she likes to throw a paw up and kind of box at you. So almost like what a boxer does. very sweet dog, and she is about 4 years old. We have Ruby. Ruby is a terrier mix, terrier and pit mix. She's brindle. She's got little bitty ears that stick straight up off her head. Really pretty cute. She's about 5 years old. We have Coda. Coda is maybe a Whippet mix and a Pitbull mix. She's this really pretty dark brindle color. She has white on her legs and on her chest. And she's probably about 2 years old. Again, she's a dog that's fairly new. Sounds, from what we've heard, her situation before she came to us wasn't very good, so she is learning to trust still. Again, a very good dog. She's just going to take a little TLC. We have Ducky. Ducky is our terrier mix. He's about 15, maybe 20 pounds. He is mostly white with some really dark brown, reddish-brown spots on him. He has these really cool eyes. He is cross-eyed. I think it's absolutely adorable. He starts running, and he's looking a different way than he's running. And just kind of makes you giggle. He's about 2 years old and ready to be neutered and ready to go home. We have Smokey. Smokey is a high-energy little terrier lab mix. He is black, and he's about 8 months old. And then we have Chewy. Chewy was put on Facebook last week. He is an absolutely gorgeous white husky and German Shepherd mix. He does like to howl in his kennel if you're not giving him enough attention. he lets you know about it. He is neutered. He gets along with other dogs. And we're guessing that he's about 3.5 years old. So that's the dog group for now. Tigger got adopted. He was put on Facebook, and the next day his adopters were there as soon as we opened, 2 o'clock, and they decided to take him home. So
there we go.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Pi and Shy, our other two puppies, maybe Schnauzer mix. They were black. They were also on Facebook with some cute pictures of them running and playing. They have both been adopted now. So doing good. And then we have our cats, of course. We have Sox and Turtle still. I'm dropping their adoption fee to $10. That sends them home. They're neutered. They're vaccinated with basic feline vaccinations. They've been dewormed. Both are males that are... There's a tabby tiger stripe, so gray and black, and then Sox has the white on his feet and on his chest. Really pretty pink nose. Both boys are about 3 years old, and they are already neutered again. That's why their adoption fee is $10. We have Goose. Goose is a large black male cat that is around 3 to 4 years old. He is also neutered. And we have Katri. Katri is a very sweet girl. She... And she was covered in these little red dots, and hair was missing and whatnot. Took her to the vet and got her a shot for allergies, and she's doing much better. She is
That's good.
Fat and happy. so, you know, kind of like me. Anyways, she's doing really good. She's a orange with white markings, mostly white on, like, the feet and on her belly and stuff. And she's a little bit older, so she's about 5 to 6 years old. She great to have at the house, you know, just sit in the chair with you and watch TV. Then we have Lindy. Lindy is the frosted black kitten that I've talked about. So when I say frosted, she's got the black undercoat, and then the white just kind of looks like somebody took a white paintbrush that was running out of paint and slapped it on the side of her. She's about 4 months old, very friendly. And we have Gerald. Gerald is a large black male, long-haired cat. He's about 5 years old, and this guy will try to eat you out of home, I promise.
kind of like kids do.
Yeah.
It's like, here, nom, nom, nom.
Yep, he does. I'm serious. We put food and water in his kennel at the beginning of each morning and afternoon, and within about 5 minutes, it is gone.
Is he also one of those noisy eaters where you just hear like the bowl scraping along the ground while he's eating?
Sometimes, yes. Absolutely. Well, very sweet cat. You know, he likes to jump on things like most cats. He likes to perch. So Come adopt him. $30 cat adoptions, that gets him spayed or neutered. That's pretty hard to beat. And then our last available animals, we have 5 beautiful little kittens that, you know, sometimes your pets do things and kind of irritate you, but, you know, they have no ill intent. Well, somebody didn't close their kennel properly, and again, they're in our lobby. Somebody didn't close their kennel properly overnight, and the office was destroyed. One morning
oh, no.
when we walked in, so yeah.
They got out and got after it, huh?
They sure did. In fact, they managed to have a 6.5 phone call with somebody. I'm not sure who it was, but yeah. It was quite the thing to walk into.
That's great. Can you imagine being on the other end of that? Meow. Meow. What?
Come
meow.
Adopt. Come adopt.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it was. They were calling people that are saying, hey, come adopt me. Meow, yeah. Meow. Adopt me now.
No, they are available. $30 and a $30 deposit. That sends them home. We have 2 that are gray and black tiger stripes, and then 2 that are black, and then the larger kitten that's black and white. So they're awesome cats. They're kittens. They love to play, and they will keep you on your toes, I promise.
Most definitely, and it sounds like they're pet, very playful as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As they got into everything, well. Brad, we appreciate you coming on today. And if anybody does have questions, if they have any more questions about maybe hours or adoptions, how can they get a hold of you?
You are welcome to call us at the shelter. Odds are you'll have to leave a voicemail, but we're doing a good job of calling people back. The phone number is 620-252-6060, or message us on our Facebook page, where you can also find most of our adoptable animals.
All right. Well, Brad, again, thank you for coming on this week and talking about the crew that is out there. Lots of great dogs and cats to adopt. I mean, there's even some cats like you heard there for $10.
Exactly.
You cannot beat that. And I tell you what, I went to my basically my landlord last week, and I asked them, hey, can I have a pet? And they were like, no, we're not doing pets, because otherwise I was going to come out there and get Turtle.
Hey,
so but unfortunately I can't get him, but
yeah.
If they would have said yes, I was going to be on the way out there for sure to pick him up, but unfortunately not able to get him, but I definitely would have loved to got him. But I love how he's the king. Is he still the king of social distancing?
Not so much, but every once in a while.
Occasionally he just crawls back up under the under there. So, all right. Well, again, Brad, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Of course, that is the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Give them a call if you are interested in one of the animals out there, if you're allowed to have an animal at your place. So, again, give them a call. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we will have a open line once again. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to weigh in on today's Nicholas Hitching Post poll question today. And today's question is, what do you call it? Do you call it soda, pop, or Coke? You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.